man and father and my Rebbe. Anyways, Yerushalayim, Iyar is this month. Tav Shin Lamed, 1970. There was a shmua, how do you say shmua in English? A rumor, right? That went from mouth to, from ear to ear, mouth to ear? Where is it? Mouth to ear. Which caused a lot of simcha to a lot of Breslau Hasidim. Zvi Aryeh Rosenfeld, that's one of the important, or the most important, best of a Rebbe, Rav. One of the best of the Chassid in America. His whole life he dedicated to spreading the Rebbe's word out. And he was also focused on breaking through the Iron Curtain and to organize trips to Tzion in Oman. And the rumor claimed that he's organizing a group of those who have American passports in order to go to Oman with legal visa. So the rumor went amongst the Anash in here, and everyone tried to, how do you get this American passport? So the process of getting the passport, you have to get a green card. To get a green card, only those who are planning on living in America get a green card. Even if you don't get like 100% citizenship, but you get a passport with a green card. So, but one of the things the green card gives you, you can go to Brit HaMotzot. You go to the communist countries, to Oman, for example. So how do you get a green card? Ooh, very difficult. The fastest way to get a green card is that an important, like a rav, an important person from Israel, right? And in America, there's a community that's asking for this important person to come there to be their rav. So you have to create a shul in America and create a community which is requesting this rav to come and be their rav in America. But the problem, fine, that's easy. So you get a green card after a certain amount of time that you're in America, you get a green card. The problem is that even when you get a visa to go to Russia, to the Russian countries, they call it communist countries, they didn't let you go to Uman, of course. They let you go only to Kiev, or to Odessa, or to Moscow, or to big to Lvov, to the big Kharkov, the big cities, not the small cities. Okay? Especially, they didn't want tourists to go to these places because they wanted all the tourists to see only the beauty of the Russian.
And they wanted the money.
Also. And if a tourist was caught to be in a place where he's not permitted to be, he could be guilty for spying. So there, that was the word. But still, Brestov, of course, They didn't hold back, and they said they're going to go anyways to America. And you see all these huge Ovdei Hashem, which they never left the shtetl here in Ashkelon, they started going to the field. Suddenly they're all going to America, the land is taking money. Yeah. Who do you see? Yeah, they went to New York. So suddenly there was a lot of invitations from communities in New York. The holy rabbis, the rabbis from Eretz Yisrael, that these Jews that they went to Greece to get the name of Rav, even if you'll pay them $1 million, they won't agree to be called a Rav. Shmuel Shapira, Filinski, Zev Cheshin, they were huge. So the first one was Yaakov Gedalia Filinski. In the winter of Tavshin Chavtes, 1969, he made his way to the United States. After 4 months, he got a visa. He got a passport. He got a visa, and he went to the Tzion. He was able to get to Oman with Rav Shik, together with Rav Elazar. Of Filinski. Filinski. Yeah, he has his children in the shul. Anyways. So Shmuel also wanted to go to Oman, of course. And his yearning to Rabbeinu, So the Mashu was, he felt physically ill. He needed to go to the Rebbe. What's he going to be? He used to see him sitting over the tzion of the Rashi, be hours crying, with tears under him, crying, Shari tzion of Kioni to the gates of the tzion, which would fly like doves, over and over, crying, I want to go to Uman. Why, today we're going so easily, right? Just by Tuan Dal, you want to go to Uman, Akasha. It's because they worked, they cried, they poured their hearts out for 7 years that they couldn't go. So when they saw that people are succeeding, everything. So Shmuel, on the one hand, Shmuel will go to America. Shmuel, him in America, like day and night, nothing to do with that.
It's worse than that. It's heaven and hell.
Heaven and hell, Amash. What is he going to do in America? What is a Kohen doing in a Beit Kvarot? Yeah. So Shmuel didn't know what to do. It's still what? That's a terminal to go to America. That's a terminal to go to Uman. So Tzvi Aryeh Rosenfeld told him, "Don't worry, I'll help you." Everything. Anyways, a year after Tzvi Aryeh Rosenfeld was here, Shmuel was on his way to America.